That's my man, Big Boy.
I know.
You know what I mean? Yo, way back.
We appreciate him forever. Doing that. Yeah. We do appreciate him doing it. Oh, my God. The prodigal son has returned.
He returns.
Here he is.
He never takes vacation.
Took a week off, spent time never in the
does
desert. That.
1 week and we had full shows.
Never does
it's hard
that.
Hard to rip the scab off for me, you know.
Tell you what.
But it was a great week of shows. A big thank you to Bill Plaschke and Chris.
He was great.
Chris Broussard.
He was great.
And Dave Damashek and the great Dan Wojcicki.
They were all really
all
good.
All wonderful people, great media people, and very grateful that they
got
came
a multi-camera shoot.
And did the work. This place is becoming more of a circus, Fred, and I blame you.
Why? What did I do?
What is Sam doing right now? Why is he standing on a chair?
At least he called him by his name. He called him by his name.
What is he doing right now? What is that?
Look at you.
I thought his name was Gary Moeller. Now, it's good to see you guys. Now, what's up with these interns in there?
What are you talking about?
There's two new interns. One from Arizona,
yes,
U of
yes,
A, and one yes. from Fear the Fork.
Yeah, well.
It's kind of weird, man.
Yeah. Well, they're hanging out.
It's a family affair.
It's like, are we getting two, one from Washington State, one from Washington? How's that going to go?
Look, Jack is here.
Jack.
Is here, and his friend Sasha, who goes to the U of A. And they
she
grew
said
up
she
together.
Was an intern, too.
Yes, well, they're kind is. Of just hanging out.
Yeah,
hanging put them out to work. Or interns?
They put them to work.
Have they filled out the paperwork?
They're hanging out.
Are they going to be interns? Are they going to be regulars?
Well, I don't know what the definition of that is.
I'm glad this got brought up because it just reminded me of something.
Good.
There was a lady.
Welcome back.
You don't want to talk about it for
a
minute?
I do.
You want to talk about real or fake?
No.
Let's talk about real or fake.
No, let's do it.
Because I saw you were doing it on TV and on the radio now.
That's right.
For all people.
Because it worked. I like what works.
No, I'm just saying. Tell us about real or fake on TV. I saw you playing it with Tim Cates and A. Martinez.
Yes. It was very good.
A. Martinez.
Now, do you feel perhaps that A.A. Martinez and you and Tim Cates do a better television real or fake than your competitor on ABC? Ooh. Somebody who has also stolen that segment?
Fukazaki!
I call him Rob.
I call him Fukazaki! Again.
I call him Rob, too.
He's a good guy.
If you call him Rob, I call him Fukazaki!
Dear friend of the show.
Yes.
Has stolen, some might say. What would you call it? Entity?
Don't look at me, Fred. I'm sitting this one out.
What are you going to do, Fred? What are you going to do, man? You got the sack to step to him? Or are you just going to like sit here and passive-aggressively do your own real or fake on TV without acknowledging the gigantic Vishnu-sized elephant in the room?
He did bite it, Fred.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just say this. I think imitation is the,
the
strongest form of flattery.
How about you just write the original? Real or fake on your screen that flashes. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, like the original Pancake House in that font? Why don't you do that?
Yeah, let me ask
good
you
call.
A
I like that right? place. A PCH.
Exactly. It'll get warm feelings inside.
They only do delivery or takeout on the weekdays because weekends, too much business to do takeout at the original Pancake House, brother.
How many times a week do you play golf?
Seven days a week.
1 to 2.
All right, let's say you play 2 days a week.
Okay, 2 days a week.
You're out on the course.
Seven.
You're getting one in for sure.
You're out on the
getting
course.
One in.
Yes.
And
I'm throwing one in there.
What are you worried about when you're on the course? Are you worried about what the person on the hole behind you is shooting?
Yes,
he
is.
Or are you more concerned about playing your own ball?
Well, do I have a game going with the person behind me? Because sometimes that has happened.
Are you saying you're not worried about what Rob's doing?
I am.
We play our own game.
Hey, if I take care of my own business, you're right, Fred. You take care of your own business, you don't need to worry about it.
Now, what happens when somebody, like, let's say, an angry woman,
sure,
comes over and says, pack it up, you're done, and says, get up, get off the course.
Then I got to worry about who's behind me.
Right? So what happens when Fukazaki says, why are you stealing real or fake, Fred? Eh?
We had it on TV first.
What happens when he bows up on you?
What if that happens?
Uh-huh.
I don't think it'll be a concern.
You don't think so?
No.
Wait, what do you mean? You're not intimidated by Fukazaki? What are you saying? Just because he's a foot shorter than you?
You said he had it on first? He did not have it.
Just because he's a foot shorter than you doesn't mean you shouldn't be scared of him.
A foot?
First, I don't think he's a foot shorter. I don't think he's a foot shorter.
He's generous.
If I put a fruit by the foot,
he's 2.5
feet. From your forehead down,
2.5 feet
it would reach the top of Fukazaki's head.
I do not believe that to be true.
Fruit by the foot.
I don't think Rob is 4 feet tall. I think Rob...
He's 4'1 with the hair.
I don't think... I don't think that's the case. I think we're being somewhat unfair.
What do you mean, Fred? He stole real or fake, and you're not going to fight for it? You're just going to let him miterate all over your
what
island?
What you going to do, Fred?
You've weathered the storm of real or fake, Fred.
Come on,
it was rough sledding at the start. And you stuck with it.
You got Sasha playing.
You said, look, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Now we're going to rotate guests in here.
Right.
It's going to be a big to-do. It's the centerpiece of our show. 12:30 p.m. appointment-based listening.
We can't use any of the salespeople anymore because you used them all up. They're all tired and out of the building by the time we get around to it.
They only get one appearance a day. No more PMS for the sales folks.
They fight over it.
It's real or fake only.
They climb over each other like drowning rats to get in here.
Is he going down? Is Rob going down? What you going to do, Fred?
The original.
What you going to do, Fred? Fred,
you want the original?
Often imitated, never duplicated, real or fake. And you look right into the single when you say that. Often imitated, never duplicated. And then you turn to the single, real or fake.
Give him the
smirk. What you going to do, Fred?
That's how you do it, Fred.
Hey, now, I make up with that.
Now, let's say, Fred, just real quick. Let's say
okay,
that it came to, I know this won't happen, but let's say it just came to like a Anchorman situation where all the local sports guys were in an alley for a fight.
Sure.
Over real or fake.
Right.
You know, oh, como están, bitches, Spanish language new, you know, that whole thing.
Sure, right.
You think Jim Hill and Fukuzaki team up against you? Or do you think everybody, every man for himself?
Oh, I think it'd be every man for himself.
What about Garcia?
What about Habib?
Ricky.
He's not there anymore.
Oh, Habib.
What about Habib?
Habib.
She'll kick all your asses.
Habib. Akito. Yeah.
Take all your asses.
Yeah, no, she would take no prisoners. Yep.
You know what? She sent me a fruit basket once. Fred did not take kindly to that.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no,
she didn't.
No.
Oh, that's right. She did, didn't she?
He blocked it.
Ooh.
The mailman came
and
took
it. Wouldn't sign for it?
The mailman came and took it back.
You didn't like that, Fred?
Now I'm thinking back.
He was poaching? He was poaching your talent?
Wonderful, wonderful fruit basket.